What's up, guys? I'm Boo Carlisle, and welcome to Boo's The Real Podcast. Our first episode is part of the Ultra Broadcasting
Production.
I said it a million times earlier ago. I was like, the Ultra Broadcasting Broadcast. My co-host, my fiance, Aaron Goodman.
Hello, everyone. It is exciting to finally be here, get this kicked off, and we are looking forward to having a good time with you guys.
You have seen me for many, many years on the Kicking Asphalt vlog, going around doing the Cars Tour vlog, going around doing Cars Tour drivers. Aaron's worked with plenty of Cars Tour drivers. We got a deep love for short track racing, and so we're going to go on here and talk about it. Steve Zacharias and the family, as they've started Ultra Broadcasting, is branching out, and they've reached out to us and said, you know, would y'all like y'all's own podcast, you know? So my first thought was, does a bear in the woods? So, yeah, we're going to have
What? This is a completely unfiltered podcast.
The bear shit in the woods, yeah.
You can say no words.
This is an adult racing podcast. So I know there's a bunch of them out there, but this is ours. So let's dive into it. Let's tell it. You want to tell them how we met first or what our titles are?
We kind of start in the beginning. I think our story is a very unique one. I think there's a lot that people think they know, but they really have no idea.
No idea.
So let's kind of rewind, go backwards, and we'll dive into our relationship, since we are now currently planning a wedding, and we are green flag on that, by the way.
That's my crate motor for the next 2-3 years right there. I'm still going to suck racing. I'm underpowered, but she got the crate motor.
I got the crate motor. Bittersweet. We'll have to wait her turn. But why don't you tell the people how long you had a crush on me?
Probably the whole 2022 season.
And what's so funny about that is somebody put me in the friend zone.
Yeah.
We joked at our wedding, I want koozies that says friend zone survivor. Wouldn't that be perfect?
That'd be perfect. That'd be something there. No doubt about it. But yeah, crushed. Love to watch her walk away. Said one day I'm going to get her, and fast forward, here we are. So we'll dive in, take some questions later. What about what takes up our daytime other than our day jobs, our nighttime jobs?
Mm-hmm.
The Alliance Driveway Solutions Star Tour, where I play promoter, and she does a great job at race directing. She don't play race director. She's a great race director.
I wear many hats inside the Alliance Driveway Solutions Star Superstock Tour. I'm your Monday through Friday girl. I'm the one that's handling the ins and outs of it, planning it, coordinating it. He's on the phone with the racers and everyone else in between.
Listening to bitching, griping, grumbling.
You know, going through all of that, and
just
I'm trying to handle, you know, making all of the ins and outs come together and trying to organize the show. So it's an interesting dynamic. Our household is tension filled when it comes to race week.
We just ain't talking about supper either.
Yeah, when it comes to race week, we've got a million things going on. I mean, we both have full-time jobs. We've got two kids, and we are pulled in a million different directions. And so race week gets a little hectic around here. Actually, a couple weeks ago, Boo asked me, what does crash out mean?
I had no idea. Hell, they change. They got different terms every bit. Like, if you're having a rough time, I didn't know what crash out meant. Hell, I crashed out hard at Dillon Motor Speedway back at New Year's Bash and got to ride in a meat wagon. I didn't know what crash out meant. Tell the viewers what crash out means, because, hell, I had to learn myself.
You lose your absolute shit. And
it's a good way to put it.
Essentially,
I've seen you do that a few times.
I was going to say, when it comes to race week, it is very often that I crash out. And some people are lucky enough to see it on race day, too.
I try to hide from it.
You know,
too much of it.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. Sometimes it just You got to let it out, and we pick up the pieces, and we move forward.
Speaking of moving forward, we're moving forward to our next race, Saturday, May 17th at Lonesome Pine Motorsports Park. Get to go back over to coal mine country. Oh, love that place over there. We're going to shoot you straight. Low-income area, a bunch of coal miners over there. I love it. Cheap over there. Beautiful land over there.
Yeah, it's probably one of my favorite racetracks that I've ever been to, and that's a bold statement. But just the people, the surroundings. I mean, you're on the side of a mountain in the middle of nowhere.
Truly.
And
we all say it when we go to racetracks. Oh, hell, we're in the middle of nowhere. No, you're really in the middle of nowhere here.
And just the track produces such great racing. I'm excited to see what our guys and girls bring and the show that they're going to put on. But let's address the elephant in the room.
Oh, shit. What's the elephant? Me?
You think maybe we'll have more than 9 cars?
I don't know. Old boy throw down the gauntlet on the Facebook comments. Me playing a promoter, I said, shoot, we had a little bit coming off South Boston. Let's see. I had, 2 drivers and a car owner come up to me after the race at South Boston. I'm talking about brake rotors are still hot. And so right after the race, and I was like, we need competition caution. All races all year, Florence and South Boston been caution free. We had 14 cars at Florence and 9 at South Boston. Man, our idea for the whole South Boston thing was always be an all-star race for the super stock community. And they just hadn't supported it. So hope everybody had fun. Brandon Brown, them, our absolute pleasure to work with. It's kind of like working with cut people. I mean, they work it down to every single detail. Again, like no other track comes close when it comes to details and oriented like that. But I think that course has how they say that? Trains ran its tracks or
it's ran its course.
Ran its course. Yeah. So
I mean, at the end of the day, we get to say and hang our hat on the fact that we not only took our tour to South Boston once but twice. We made it happen. We put that show on, and we put on a hell of a show not once but twice.
First time and was a damn crash fair, like a demo derby.
It was still a show. Fans loved it. As a race director, I didn't love it. I loved this year's race at South Boston, but, you know, that's what happens, and we just go from there and keep rolling. And if we could dictate how many cars we have at every race, what promoter, race director, track owner, everybody would be doing it. What we do is not easy. And I highly encourage you keyboard warriors that if you can step into these shoes and make it happen, come on, big boy, bring it on.
Size 12, I promise. I'll do everything you say.
Absolutely.
And then we drank beer together at the end of the night, and I tell you, shit harder than what you thought it was, wouldn't it?
Hell, we won't let you fall flat on your face. Oh, when you start to stumble, we'll jump in and save the show.
And that's because we fell flat on our faces before, so we know how to get right back up. Yep. But you were talking about the one guy talking about, you ain't going to have, but you won't even have to worry about it because you won't have 9 cars. I guess I could tell you what we was talking about, the competition caution stuff. We'll get back to that. You know, I'm like,
before we go into that, let's head into a break, and we will dive into the comment section when we get back. All right, guys, welcome back to Booze, the real podcast, where we're not afraid to get completely raw, unfiltered.
Boo, that would hit the rev limiter, didn't
we? We hit it. Unfiltered and unedited. So before the break, we were discussing Boo decided to take to Facebook after South Boston, and he asked an interesting question, and it was something that was brought to us, and we decided to get everyone's opinion, and I think we might have learned our lesson on that.
I learned no lesson. I'm still going to do it again.
So the question was competition cautions and the Alliance Driveway Solution Star Superstock Tour. And we quite haven't made a decision, so y'all sound off on that. But what did our buddy in the comments have to say about it?
They had a lot of shit to say. I mean, it was full of them. You needed toilet paper to read all of them. But no, everybody has their own opinion. What I went to it, constructive criticism, please. Damn, it got sideways. That boy even said I took the ambulance ride for nothing. Shit, that got personal quick. I don't think I've been getting no Christmas card from him. But anyway, I was kind of like, again.
We're going to rewind on that. Just because he posted what that ambulance ride cost didn't mean we couldn't afford it. It meant that, A, we didn't file it on the tracks insurance because we know what insurance costs. And we were trying to, as, you know, someone supporting short track racing, knowing the ins and outs of it, you know, he knows the risk that he takes when he climbs in that race car. It was more so of sharing what these racers are willing to put on the line to race on a Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And it was very interesting and telling of someone's character to bring that up and, you know, comment on the ambulance ride. I would assume he's probably from up north.
Easy now. Could have been west, could have been east. We got plenty of good friends up north. Got a bunch of asshole friends up north too. But what we're talking about with the competition caution is what I had to eat. Just let me throw out rule idea number one. And again, I ain't saying we are, I ain't saying we ain't. We just wanted to see if what people was. Never thought we'd get 100 plus comments, but there we was. Is every 20 laps, as much as everybody loves a cars tour, they do it every 45 laps. But you would have thought, damn, I tied somebody's mama up in the front yard and was damn burning the recipe book out there the way everybody got upset about it. But, you know, every 20 laps, what about a caution to bunch everybody back up? They say, oh, it tears cars up. I raced at Florence Motor Speedway last year with seven cars and watched cars get tore all to hell. It don't, you know, like, it's going to happen. There's the thought process of if you're scared of it getting tore up, hell, leave some bitch on jack stands.
This is a contact sport.
You know, that's kind of like not playing hockey because you're afraid to get punched in the mouth. Hell, if we'd start punching each other in the mouth in this sport, there'd be less junking of other people's race cars.
Easy. Let's not give anyone any ideas.
But anyway, the idea was 20 laps into a green run until five to go. Make it real easy for the people that don't understand what I'm saying. If we went green from a caution on lap 23, the next competition caution, or the only competition caution potentially at that point, would be lap 43 because it's not inside five to go. That was the idea. I am in no way, shape, or form saying that is what we're going to do. It was just an idea. If it's up to me as a promoter, I hope the next five damn races go caution free and nobody touches nobody and everybody can go home singing Kumbaya. It makes our life a hell of a lot easier than this SOB run into me. I'll kill that MF at the next race. Ain't nobody jumping in the windows. I get, what is the word? What's the thing I'm looking for where everybody says controversy creates cash? That ain't our business model. Y'all can go caution free the rest of the year.
As a race director, I love a caution free race. I have a great view. I get to watch the race, enjoy it.
Beer goes down smoother after the race.
I don't have to make anybody mad. I don't have to send anybody to the rear. It's great. So I'm all for it. And I think it speaks volumes whether you have 14 cars or 9 cars, if they can sit there and go 50 laps or 40 laps, mm-hmm, green flag. You know, there's a lot of talent inside our tour. You know, these aren't just, you know, first timers. These are a lot of people that have a lot of years under their belt, and they have worked hard and they've built some badass race cars, and they come out there and they put on a show. And so it's just interesting. Again, we've talked about this when we were on Tap, another ultra broadcasting production.
Easier you say it than me.
But, you know, there's a lot. It's easy to get in the comment section, be a keyboard warrior, and just run your mouth. But if you're not offering anything productive or constructive, what are you doing?
Oh, Steve, that's what he tells me. Zacharias, he's like, I don't know why you posted that. And I'm like, oh, I don't really give a damn.
You knew why you were posting it.
Engagement post.
You knew what you were doing.
Get everybody to see our star tour top.
Y'all stuff, fed right into it and gave him exactly what he wanted.
Throwed the softball and a bunch of people swung the bat and made contact. But, I mean, all in all, it was good. I mean, we got the flack about you need to worry more about getting more than 9 cars if you're going to do competition. We had those mouth runners. Hell, it's personal with me, dude. Said we ain't even going to get 9 at Lonesome Pine. Hell, I'll
scream
together.
Game on.
Friends, I took that personal. That's my screensaver. And we had 11 on the grounds last year. So, hell, if we get 10, I'm going to get a damn picture there before the race starts and just mail it to him. That way he can see it. I'm a damn ornery old jack, ain't I?
You're a little petty. One would say you're gullible.
Not Richard,
but
Boo Petty.
Boo Petty in the house. So moving on from our star tour, that is our baby. We love it, but this is not all that we do. You were actually at Wake County this past weekend filming Kicking Asphalt with Buddy Owls Jr. and his crew. Got some killer content out of them. So excited to see all of that come together. But how about that race?
That was something, wasn't it? I mean, I've been going there, what, 3 or 4 years with the Cars Tour?
Yeah.
And everybody ever always says, oh, you're going to demolish everything. You're going to tear them $125,000, $150,000 race cars up. And, I mean, it hadn't been like it had been Saturday night, but – hell, Saturday night, I was mighty glad to be the one that wouldn't fit in the bill for it. I was like, damn, y'all done started tearing them up.
Yeah.
Might as well finish it off, all 125 of them. It don't cost me nothing. So,
and so for those that don't know, Boo is officially a resident of Hampton, Virginia now.
Absolutely.
So he naturally has to cheer for the hometown hero. So how about Connor Hall and his run? He literally had everything.
Even jumped the wall.
Jumped the wall, monster trucked a car, and somehow managed to finish second. And none of those hits, by the way, did the caution flag fly.
No, something. I was talking about hometown hero. I was in Hardee's the other day. You know, they got that $5.99 original bag. People that think we're loading their money, no, we're still eating cheap deals when we walk into fast food restaurants on lunch. But I seen 2 Connor Hall hats come in on construction workers, and I texted him. I was like, damn, I think you hung the moon around here, didn't it?
He's the hometown hero.
No joke. Was he a 2-time national champion?
That's right. Throw some respect on his name.
So, but, yeah, he did. He came through there. I mean, I looked at one point, and I said, well, there goes his the points will be shook up pretty good.
Yeah.
And damn, if you didn't look, and there he's like 6th, and then another restart, he's like 4th, and then, hell, another restart, he's on the outside. And I was like, damn, Lord. I was thinking it was New Year's Bash and nobody wanted to take the outside, but no, he was passing cars.
I thought when I saw him restart 2nd at the end, I was like, oh boy, that he's about to steal him one. I think he unfortunately used up his tires before he...
With what,
you
concrete?
Know, concrete, race cars, driving through the field, you name it, he used it up. So, I think 2nd place with everything that team came out or came through that night speaks volumes, and they're going to be some tough competition.
I mean, hell, I think it's their championship to lose. Let's just shoot it straight the way it is. You know, pick up where Carson Quapple left off.
Absolutely.
You stayed home, though. Hell, I had to go to solo trip by me. There's only so much Conway Twitty I can listen to. I got sleepy on the way home.
I did.
Needed a weekend off. Get you pedicure.
And I don't even
pedicure,
get,
whatever the hell it's
I didn't
called.
Get a pedicure. I got my nails done.
And
didn't really get an off weekend.
Pedicures.
I stayed home, spent some time with my mom, my godmother.
Went yard sale.
Love a good yard sale. Cleaned up around the house, hung out with checkers, got caught up in laundry.
Yard sale is kind of like a swap meet for racers. It's like a swap meet for housewives, the way I like to look at it.
Yeah.
It's like instead of selling carburetors and headers, I'd sell decor and
one
old
of
clothes.
The yard sales we went to had a transmission for sale.
Bring back memories when you worked
it
at
did.
The transmission shop.
It did.
Turbo 350.
I didn't.
Automatic transmission.
I didn't go look at it.
We need no transmission. We tore ours all to hell and Dylan drive shaft was even warped.
I didn't check it out. I just thought it was very ironic.
Hell, I can't afford a transmission. I'm still paying for the ambulance ride.
It's rough out here.
It's tough. We're going to work the damn street corner for long.
So another edgy topic. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, shit.
Since I'm the race director, I know my thoughts on this, but there was a call that was made on Saturday, and you have to be completely biased because you are friends with Landon Huffman.
And Ryan Millington. Every time I see Millington, I say, Millington. He says, boo. And that's all we say. We don't say shit the rest of the whole time. We just
that's a great friendship.
Our endearment. Oh, it's great. It's part when we was drunk in the bar. He said, "Boo!" I said, "Millington," and that was it. That's all we said. I mean, he can be having the worst time of his life, you know, but for that 3 seconds, we're both happy with each other. But no, I'm good friends with both of them.
Okay, so what are your thoughts, Danny Willard? For those of you that do not know, Car Store race director, one of my heroes.
My damn PIMP is what he is.
I got to call the race actually at South Boston by his side, and I walked into the tower. He said, "It's your show. Tell me what you want, and I'll give it to you." And that's what we did. But he sent Huffman to the rear for the incident between Huffman and Millington. Do you stand by it, or do you call Willard out for that?
I don't think I call him out for it. I'm more so of it was truly going for the real estate. There's 26 cars, 25 cars on a – that ain't no damn quarter mile, like a third mile. I don't know where they got their measuring tape at to go around that place. That place is a – hell, that's a small go-kart track. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Love Charlie Hanson, love being at the Bull Ring. Great place. Think you turn in a junkyard every time you turn in there. Love the place, but – damn, that's hard to make a call. I wouldn't want to be in Danny Willard's shoes. That's for sure. At least not on Saturday night at the racetrack.
I think, too, Danny has done an excellent job of setting the tone of consistency in the Car Store tower.
He had no ass left. It's been chewed off for years.
But no, and I think even Huffman, after the race, he owned it, and he said, you know, at the end of the day, there was contact made. And Danny has made it very clear. If you make contact, you're going to the rear. And so Huffman knew that it was coming. And I think as a race director, that is the best thing that you can do, that your racer can get to the point and know, you know, consistently wise, what call you're going to make.
Well, so if you touch somebody, go to the rear, no matter what. Hell, I wouldn't want to run in there and touch nobody then. If that's going to be the precedent, I'm glad we don't do that. I mean, hell, I'll be tried 47 different ways at South Boston last year to get by that dude. That some bitch was wider than a Pontiac Bonneville in the 60s.
We always go back to this argument.
It is. Every situation is different.
It is.
It's a judgment call. I'll take a judgment call any day. Because guess what? The racer's going to be pissed off no matter what. They're going to, if they're on the good end of the stick, then he's a good race director. She's a good race director. If they're on the bad end of the stick, well, that stupid son of a bitch don't know what he's doing. Or that stupid bitch don't know what she's doing. I mean, we've heard it. What was it? Don't deserve tits in the tower. Wasn't that it? Something like that. I'm like, hell, we're going to be real. Let's get it out here.
It was something along the lines of there's no place for tits in the tower.
Well, I mean, hell, Ed. But I wouldn't want to be in those shoes. I'm glad I stand up there with the spotters and get fussed and cussed the whole time. So about that. But, hey, these caution-free races, I don't get cussed. Again, I don't want a competition caution for the ones of you that's hung up on that right now. I'll take caution-free the whole time. Makes my day a whole lot easier.
Cautions breed cautions.
But, again, I bounce around a lot, and if you decide to watch this show, I'll go 3 miles around the world to tell a 2-mile story. I wouldn't want to be in Danny Willard's shoes. Do I think he made the right call? I think he made a fair call. I don't know that it was the right call, but
if I would have made that call, would you have got mad at me?
I probably would have shut up on the way home. I probably wouldn't have said much. You know, if you brought it up, I'd do that.
That's what happened. So when we disagree or Boo thinks he's right, he pouts.
Pout?
You do pout.
I shut down like Cody DeMarble's going in turn 3 at South Boston.
That's pouting. That's a temper tantrum.
Call it what you want. At least I ain't showing my ass.
We'll go upstairs.
I won't go upstairs.
You will not speak, and you'll just hide. And so And if we're in the car or in the truck, you just won't talk. And he'll conveniently turn music up loud and obnoxious. And I'm like, you're not hurting my feelings.
Fine with me. I need to sit over there and ponder a little bit.
Yeah, you need to ponder to get back to common sense.
Back down. I got to put a fan on the radiator. It's kind of like after a mock run. Hell, I got to get
back. It's like Shaysboro, Wake County.
Boy, that joker come in a lot the other night. What was they having, overheating problems?
They were having some issues with the radiator.
I'm talking about as soon as a caution would come out, it was almost like he was putting his blinker on. He come in so many times the other night.
And we'll talk about that. I think
air in the radiator or something like that, air pocket or something.
That team, I'm telling you, when that black cloud gets off of Shaysboro, y'all better watch out.
What's he going to do?
It's game on. It's going to be exciting to see.
Put two quarters in the jukebox.
I hope so.
Or Gallagher.
I hope so.
Boy can get it done.
He can't get a break.
He's got a sounding motor. I love when that joker fires up sitting there. Sounds good on them microphones, don't it? I make race car sounds a lot. Usually when I'm mad or pouting going down the road, I'll hit the rev limiter. Then I'll do a street stock. Ain't got no rev limiter in it. That's against the rules. And me and Chad's looking to see if some of y'all's got them rev limiters, if y'all can see my eyes. Don't bring them along some pine. No, we didn't catch nobody. We picking our tech game up. At South Boston, that's one thing we check for on those ATI distributors.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to head into another break, and when we get back, we'll dive into some more Boozed.